broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bill and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We on?
Yep.
Well, that was quick. That wasn't much of an introduction.
It's the same as always, except we didn't play the last 3 seconds of the...
Any reason why you didn't play it?
Well, we can go back and do it again.
I mean, I'm just saying... Chuck's beautiful voice.
Well, we got all of Chuck's voice. It's just the last 3 seconds of music.
Another thing, I'm not happy with you.
Okay, what's wrong?
You said that if you can't make it to Saturday, we got a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it to one, you can listen to the other.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that if you're watching the other game?
Do you have a phone tune-in app? That's what most people use. Well, just sit there and listen.
But you're watching the other team.
Okay, then don't. I don't care.
You're the only guy that's got the earbuds.
I think they sell them in almost every store. I think everybody can get them.
Can you get me a pair?
I can get you three.
I'm just thinking that we want to hear, don't we? Yeah. You got to turn him on or not?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
You're out?
He threw me out. Done.
Why would you throw Fee out?
Well, I was arguing with you. I wasn't arguing with Fee yet.
Well, I'm just saying, Neil. Come on, brother.
So what? Okay, do you want me to tell them that the game isn't on, or what do you want me to do? Try to figure out how to go from one game to the other?
In the archives?
Yeah, they'll all be... All three of the varsity broadcasts, the girls, WPGW's boys and our boys will be in the archives, plus our JV boys.
I'm feeling 100% better.
Okay.
That's big.
Yeah, they'll all be in the archives. We're going to record one here. Maybe both of them here. Not sure exactly how we're going to do that, but we're going to do the WPGW ones. And
fine, I'll shut up.
We're in.
Yep. It's stupid. We play two games at the same time. We play all weekend.
Yeah,
ain't played all week either.
No,
come on.
We couldn't have moved up. Although Van Buren played last night.
I doubt if they had an open date, and I think, with the big.
I mean, here we sit,
at Finley. Yeah,
we ain't got nothing.
We got nothing the whole week.
The girls got tournament; they can't move those.
No,
well, they could move it to the afternoon.
You can't move them. You can't move tournament games, Neil.
Well, they have when there's been boys and girls at the same time.
Tournament games,
yes.
Can't move them.
Well, they did.
Can't.
Well, they have done it before, not for us, but they've done it for Marion and St. Henry, and I think Coldwater in the last 10 years, they've moved one or the other, boys or girls, to so they're not playing at the same time.
But I think it's the only one that's tournament.
Yep, probably.
But we're not playing tournament.
Correct.
Season finale.
Yeah, season finale.
The boys aren't playing tournament.
Speaking of which, Tyler's going to call in tonight after the hour, 9 o'clock.
That's good.
We got a great show tonight.
Big show.
Huge show. We got
a really big
Mindy Bupp coming up. I don't know where she's at. Said she'd be here today. Is she?
I think.
She's scared?
I think she's scared.
She's probably waiting on a couple of seniors to come in. We got some seniors coming in. Cassie Martin. She is coming up.
Nolan Toby's
coming up.
All right.
Sheridan Boy can't make it. So I think there's two of the seniors are coming up.
There she is.
Speaking of which, what has she got? Aw, stuff for Ken. I thought you brought me and Fee something.
We were fired up. We thought we got our first gift.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? You're late.
I'm late.
8 o'clock here, old buddy.
It'll be okay, Bob.
Mm. My dad always said, you're 5 minutes, 10 minutes early, you're still late.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Because that way everybody gets there early.
Yeah.
But once again, Fee was late today.
Well, that's why I thought I'd give him a minute. I thought I'd like to let him get in and get settled before the guests come in.
Good point. So that voice you hear there, that is head coach Mindy Bupp of your lady swimmers and male swimmers. But she's going to bring some seniors up here tonight. And I know that, like we just talked about, one of them can't make it because the other two are coming up after religion. We're going to talk a little bit about our swimming team as the season concludes. Cassie Martin moves on to state again. And this is the third year in a row. Is that
second.
Right? Second year in a row that she's going to go to state and represent Fort Kerry High School. And what a great honor it is. And what an athlete. And
Great way to finish.
What a great, yeah, absolutely.
Great way to finish.
And Mindy, she, where are we swimming at? Akron or where are we going?
Canton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same place it was last year. And you said that place is great.
Yeah, it's a neat facility. Yeah. It's an older high school and it's an older facility. But yeah, it's got a lot of seating and it's a crazy place when they've got that loaded up.
So when does she swim?
She'll swim about 5:45. I actually put on the Fort Recovery Swim page the link. They are doing a live feed pay-per-view. So I think I kind of clicked on it. It looks like it's probably $15 you got to pay. But I put the link on the Fort Recovery Swim webpage. If anybody wants to pay the $15, they can click on that link and must be able to sign up. And she'll swim. It's the meet starts at 5, and she'll swim probably about 5:40, 5:45. So
belly up here, Halls.
And what event is that she's going to be in?
I love your hat.
The 50 free.
Okay. Awesome hat. 50 free. And her time was where?
I think she's 17th right now. And it was a 24:53. Last year at the Northwest District, she swam a 24:52. So she's right where she was last year.
Yeah.
And then she added time last year at state. But we've been working really hard this week on really working on her sprint technique. And we're hoping that she can finish with a bang.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
How about, how many is there, 24?
Yes.
And then,
the top six. The top 16 go to Friday. And then the top... At that point, it's then in two heats. So you are a medal winner if you are a top eight, regardless if somebody in the consolation heat, regardless if they beat your time, it does not matter.
Don't matter.
If you make the top eight, you get a medal as long as you don't disqualify yourself.
So you guys leaving tomorrow?
Yes, we'll leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Mid morning. We'll leave around 11.
Now, the whole team get to go?
No, but there are a few kids that have signed out and gotten personal days, did all the signatures with all their teachers and got their work ahead of time, and they're going to go. So we're loading up my car with some of the swimmers. So
perfect. I mean, I'm sure the family will be up there and rooting her on, and there'll probably be other assistant coaches.
Well, now my assistant coaches aren't going, but I believe Bill Overla is making the trip up. So I think that's neat.
Yeah,
so.
It is cool.
Absolutely. Yep. This is it's pretty. I mean, hats off to Cassidy, but Mindy, you should feel really good about the swim team and where you're at competitive. And the boys got a lot better this year, and our numbers are still solid. And it's got to be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, thank you. It is. I think that over the last few years, we've seen our times drop a lot and seen us become more competitive in the MAC. Absolutely, and then we're getting to district and doing well. And our district has actually gotten stronger. They've shifted some of the teams that go to our district. And the times that our kids are swimming would have probably been podium back 2 or 3 years ago, but because they've shifted. So our times are down, and we're going to state now 2 years in a row, which is a big accomplishment for us, especially it's a Division II.
I know.
And, for us being a division, predominantly Division IV for most of our sports, it's harder than you think. And when you look, Coldwater is the only other small school in our area that's taking a swimmer out. I think they've got a diver in New Bremen, but those small schools, it's very hard to get into that Division II swim.
Especially a school in a town that has to go 30 miles for practice.
Right, exactly.
And, that's really neat. Now every year that you've coached, you've always had a really good class of seniors. And you got a kid sitting to your right here who is a first-class kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say goodbye, not only because the relationship you have with him as a coach, but as a family friend.
Well, sure.
And it's really neat that Nolan's been with you. And talk a little bit about your senior here sitting beside you.
Well, obviously, one of my favorites. he's a great kid. Obviously, he's grown up, behind in our backyard over the past few years, and got to watch him swim Jay County as well as our summer swim program and up through high school. And, he's always trying to improve and do his best, and just an easy kid to work with, and, just a great all-around athlete.
I know. I about killed your brother today.
Ooh. Why is that?
He was plowing Grandpa's drive.
Yeah.
Out of control, going 100 mile an hour. Whose lawnmower is that, Grandpa's?
Grandpa's.
Oh, that's a sweet lawnmower.
Had her going 100?
Oh, yeah, he was plowing snow wide open. He was in heaven. Nolan, let's talk a little bit about your senior year swimming. And man, it is hard to believe that you had, I It was just senior. It just seems like yesterday, Phil, we had senior football up here.
Football, guys.
And now your senior year swimming. And the Hoss, it's coming to your senior year's coming to an end.
It's crazy to think about. I was counting the days the other day. It's like 85 days till we graduate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, regardless of cancellation. So, I mean, we can just keep canceling. It's okay.
Don't matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
You're out in 85 days.
I'm out of here in 85.
Yeah, you hear that, Mr. Perks? It don't matter. Keep canceling because no one's only going 85.
85, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you... easy kid to root for, and we talked about this in football season. You just work your butt off, and when you talk about your swim, when did you start? Was you an eel?
Yeah, I was. I'm not trying to think how long ago it was. That was a long time ago. Wow. Yeah, I started as an eel here in Fort Recovery, and then probably sixth grade, I think I went over to Jay County and started doing that in the high school. But it feels like forever, or it doesn't feel like forever ago. It's been a fast.
It's fast. Crazy. It does. It's amazing.
It does go fast. It's unbelievable. So you got, you've done it all 4 years then, right?
Yeah.
You've done it all four years?
How many letters are you getting?
What do you mean letters?
You're a four-year letterman, swim, four-year.
That's what I mean. Okay.
And football.
Yeah. So it'd be total be seven, I think.
Okay. Three-year letterman football?
Yeah, I think it was three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. You know, you're... And you know, when we get to this point, we talk about your coach. We also got to talk about your parents, and you don't get to go to all that stuff without a mom and dad who will sacrifice a lot.
They've done a lot,
absolutely.
Yeah. From the little
first
kid.
Of all, why don't you say your mom and dad?
Oh yeah, Sean and Chrissy Toby. Yeah, they've done quite so much for me. It's crazy to think about. From driving to practices over Jay County, or driving to meets over in Noblesville or across Indiana, and then here in Ohio, just, it's been a lot.
I've had, your older sister is what's her name?
Peyton.
And your little brother has made pizzas. I've never seen you work 1 second at the store. How'd you pull that off?
He's busy.
He's unbelievable.
He knows what he's doing.
Toby's mom and dad. What's going on here? Have you ever been behind the counter? Have you ever been in there?
I worked like maybe a total of like 8 hours.
maybe he got fired, Bob. Maybe he touched a nerve there.
Yeah, I'd say that's what it is. I'm thinking so too.
Come on, Sean. What?
No, but I just didn't want to work there. I work at JR Manufacturing right now. Right. That's where I just got off work, actually. But yeah, I work there. It's a good job.
Absolutely. It's a great place to work. A lot of people work there.
Yes. How about your after? Where are you headed?
Bowling Green. Right now I'm undecided. I've been bouncing on a couple ideas, teaching, business, but I'm just not sure. There's a lot to do. It's crazy to think about.
Nice thing is freshman year, you can't really delve into your major anyway. So you got a lot of time to get up there and kind of look around and see what's going on. Talk to some people that are into some of those.
Yeah. That's the plan right now, to go undecided unless I decide and do some job shouting before. But right now it's undecided.
Well, whatever you do, you're going to be successful. I guarantee you that. You get a little sentimental this time of year. Or you ready to get it over with?
There were times I would get a little sentimental. And there were times I was like, man, it's coming to an end. And it's crazy to think about how fast it goes. But yeah, I was getting sentimental a little bit, especially after we found out that we weren't going on to districts. Our relay team is a little like, well, bummer. Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. But also, it's a lot of work. And like Coach said, man, for what them kids go through, and you know, hats off, because that's a 6 o'clock in the morning practice and travel and
you have to go to practice. You don't go up to the gym and you don't go up to the sack. You have to go to practice.
You got
to
make a road trip.
2 hour practice turns into 4.5, depending on how long the girls take to get out.
You know, it'd be nice if Hastings would offer a vehicle.
Yeah, swim vehicle. I forget one.
And a driver.
A driver. Hell yeah, we got it all, don't we? That'd be great.
We can do that.
Yeah. Let's take a break. It's 8:15. We got a huge show tonight, Fee. We're talking to the swim coach, the senior swimmers. We're going to talk Indian sports. We're going to talk to Andy Lynch, who's going to call in here at about 8:45.
Awesome.
And as he marks a end to the era of supporting high school kids. And
around here,
just a great guy. He's going to call in. Tyler Niekamp's going to call in after the 9 o'clock hour. So we've got a big show. We're going to take a break. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
We're back here, Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Bailey.
Bobby.
We're here with Coach Mindy Bupp of the Indian Swim Team. And beside her is Nolan Toby. And we're talking to Nolan about his senior year swimming, and he had a great year, and a great year on the football field. And,
sure did.
And now let's talk a little bit about, he said he don't know where he's going for school. He's got a couple places. What about when's prom?
When is prom, actually? Late April?
Ooh.
Yeah, late April.
Late April.
So we got a date, yeah?
I got a date, yeah.
Did you?
Yep.
Who we got?
Devin Judy.
Who? Kevin Judy.
Devin Judy.
Devin Judy.
Yep.
From?
Fort Recovery here.
Now, is this a little road?
No.
Just one hit wonder or what?
Never.
One date?
No, not even one. We're just friends.
You got till April. Why don't you go out before that?
Too much money and time.
Too much money. Huh? Devin listening?
Maybe.
She ain't listening? She don't like Fort Cover Radio?
She's out there.
She don't like Bubba and Fee.
She's out.
She's just definitely not listening to this.
So you can say all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's the theme? We got a theme yet for the prom?
Hawaiian.
A lion?
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. Hawaiian. I can't hear nothing.
You are
heard that. I had a head cold. Yep. Maybe that's what it is. It's going to my ears.
It's plugging your ears up. Can't hear nothing.
I'm great here now.
Yeah.
But it's going back here. I got nothing in the tank. Well, my friend, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. You're a class kid, and you've done nothing but represent our school with
honor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Honor. And I'm sure Coach is going to miss having you around.
You betcha. Thank you.
Next up, we have this girl here is like the swimming god of Fort Recovery.
She's goddess.
Huh?
She's pretty good.
You're pretty solid at swimming.
She's solid.
Not bad.
You're probably the best athlete in the Martin family.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. There's, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and first of all, congratulations on a great season.
That's
awesome. And the man, we're rooting for you. You talked about you just got to make the top 16 to get to Friday. And off air, we was talking about some of the things. So here's my question for you, okay? So are you, when you hit that water, are you full speed?
I'm supposed to be, but I mean, if I'm having a bad race, I'm not, and I know for sure that that's the reason, is because Mindy's yelling at me to get my arms moving faster.
Can you hear her?
Sooner.
No.
No.
Probably not in that 50.
Not in 50.
Right. 50 is what? One shot?
There and back.
Down and back.
Down and back.
So you're still diving off?
Mm-hmm.
So that's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we
gotta
know.
Get a good start. We gotta get a great start.
I want to go. I think it'd be neat to go to something.
It would be neat.
Are you allowed to wear fins?
I wish. No.
I bet you could cut a little time off.
Yeah. Last year, where'd you finish?
23rd. Yeah, not that great.
So you didn't make it to Friday.
Mm-mm. No. Well, I did in the relays, but not my individual.
Yeah. All right. So last year you were up there, you ran two events, and this year just one. Is that correct?
Last year we made 3 relays, and then I made individual.
Okay.
So 4.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Max.
So you're old hat. Yeah, she's max, right? 4.
She was maxed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta look back and be really proud of what you've accomplished in your high school career.
I guess.
Huh? Do you do that? Are you a reminiscer? Are you like everything's forward and you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think about what I've done before. I kind of just work towards my goals, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really a reminiscer at all.
No. Well, you get older, you'll be able to look back.
That'll happen.
Yeah, because that's just the way life is. And
plus, it's going to be neat. You're going to be able to tell your kids how good you were. Yeah. And the records will be up there. I guarantee you. It's going to be neat.
I'm
going to
tell
awesome
them how much better I am than their uncles, probably.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And another thing that you're going to be able to look back on, and I guarantee you that you're going to be in the Fort Kirby Hall of Fame sometime, because we have never had, this is a first for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is your second year, and this will be your 5th event mm-hmm. at state.
Right. Yep.
And then she's in track. I mean, she's been to state track.
She's been a state track.
She's been part
she's
of
a
one
fantastic
of the,
volleyball
one of the,
player.
Yeah, one of the better volleyball programs for the past few years. She's been integral. So you've got to think.
You've got to think that this girl
you got a really good chance.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, here we, you know, with Coach Bupp, and talk a little bit about Coach Bupp and how she's been there from, you know, she's been there for, you was an Eel, right?
Yeah, forever. Since I was probably 6 years old, Mindy's been coaching me.
Is that right?
You're a little fish.
I mean, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you love, when did you fall in love with, because I remember watching a video of her watching the Olympics.
Oh, gosh. That's so embarrassing.
That was so funny when I forgot about that.
Oh, gosh. And Mr. Bruns brings that up to me almost every single day.
And who was we rooting for? It was, what you call it, right? The kid that wins
Phelps.
All the time?
It was Butterfly.
Yeah. Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Michael Phelps. And he's literally crying watching it.
Yeah, him. I was really excited. He was, like, returning that year, so he had a win, you know?
Yeah. And the video is cute as could be because, I mean, it just shows you the love you have for swimming.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Whichever season it is.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, swim has always been, like, really special to me. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. And, yeah, probably swim.
Well, good. Good. You were wrapping up your senior year, and you got 85 days left, because that's what he said.
Yeah.
And if there's any more snow days, it don't matter, because we're going 85 days.
That's it.
Right? Because we can't make any more up.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be edited at the end now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we ran out of days. What'd you do today?
Oh, gosh. I worked on my essay. I wrote like 7 pages.
Ew. 10-page
one?
Yeah, it was really terrible.
For which class?
English.
Oh. Who's the teacher?
Mrs. Obringer.
Do you get to pick your own subject, or do they?
Yeah, but she's like really strict about it, so.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
And then you swam.
Yeah, I did
swim. Oh, you practiced today?
A little practice today?
Mm-hmm.
Really? So where do you go to practice?
South Adams.
Just you two go up, or?
I took Ava with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Audrey
too. So when did you go up there after all the snow was not so bad, or did you go up in the morning?
Around 1:45.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You didn't
get up at 6 and go, that's good.
Yeah.
That wasn't that much fun.
So do you have a routine you'll follow tomorrow? I mean, you got a time in your, what time you guys head down?
We're leaving right before lunch, like 11.
Yeah,
10.
So you'll eat on the way up, and then you're done till. Like, you know what you're going to eat?
No, we haven't figured that one out yet. No, because it's just kind of, it is out of our element to go up to Cleveland. So right. Our district, we know, we always stop at the exact same Bob Evans every single year and eat at the exact about the exact same time and head on up. But with this, we haven't gotten, it's only second year, so we haven't quite gotten our traditions down yet.
Yeah, well, that's great. You, so you got a boyfriend?
No. No, they're distracting.
What?
I'm in sports right now. I don't need any distractions. Come on.
I love her.
Good thinking. Smart girl.
She is a smart girl.
I like it.
Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons she's so dang good at what she does. That's exactly right. So what's your game plan after school?
I'm going to Finley. I'm going to play volleyball.
Yep.
My brother.
Good thing. Maybe swim. I don't know.
Really?
If I want to do two sports or not.
Give her a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get any other offers?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did swimming, was that want something? I mean, was that something you weighed?
Yeah, I really wanted to swim, but the offer for volleyball was just a lot more, and it was, I mean, kind of a smarter decision.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, kid, you've, I mean, like I told Nolan, and man, we're rooting for you tomorrow, kid, and no matter what happens, what a career, and let's just cap it off tomorrow. Let's advance one time, you in?
Yeah. One more go-around.
Let's do it.
That's exactly right. We are going to take a break. 8:30 in studio. We're talking to the seniors, and we're going to come back and talk to Coach Bupp here a little bit and talk to her about what she her senior players and her season as a couple kids just barely missed out from moving on. And
close.
And we got the phone ringing. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Lady Indians will start their tournament run this Saturday. They'll play Lima Central Catholic at Coldwater on Saturday evening at 6:15. The girls' game on Saturday evening can be heard on WPGW at 100.9 FM with Jeff Overholzer. The boys' final regular season game will also be played on Saturday evening as they will play Coach Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights at the University of Findlay. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and varsity games for the boys, and the varsity game can also be heard on WPGW's other FM station at 105.3. Only one game each for the girls and boys this week, but they're both at the same time. Girls versus Lima Central Catholic in their first tournament game in Coldwater on Saturday at 6:15. Boys at the University of Findlay, JV game starts at 6. Do whatever you can to get to one of these games this Saturday. Just remember that whichever game you choose, you can listen to the other game either on WPGW at 100.9 FM or 105.3 FM or right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back here, Sports Talk. We had a phone call while we was on break. Who's this on the line, sir?
This is Caleb Martin, the number one athlete in the Martin family.
Ooh, Fee, what are you thinking there?
I don't know. Sounds like a challenge.
Number one. You're definitely number two.
You're top three.
Yeah, I agree.
You are top three.
You guys think I'm top three.
Well, you're definitely top three. Top five, because you got mom and dad.
Yeah.
Dave Martin's quite the athlete.
I think Dane on Wednesday night.
He's probably past
old man
his prime.
Yeah. You can't beat him at Old Man Obagian.
That's right.
He's probably past his prime, but he might be in the top three.
Okay, so I talked to you, and I think it was on radio a couple weeks ago, and I said, you stopped up here, and I said, you're going to go to the Friday game, and then Saturday at Lincoln View, you're going to have a date, you're going to go to Frickers, get some wings, and then go watch your brother play.
Insane.
Yeah.
And I sent a picture of you with a scorebook. Did you get that?
You sent a picture of the scorebook to me?
Correct. The Lincoln View game.
I don't recall that.
Really? Your brother had like 25 points?
I'm just kidding. I do recall that.
Yeah, and you didn't go, Hoss.
No, I did not. No, I was busy that evening.
No, you wasn't.
I think I was.
No, I don't think so, because I talked to Fee, and he said, nope, you're not busy.
Not busy. Playtime.
So I'm not busy whenever Fee says I'm not busy. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of.
All right. That makes sense. That's my apologies.
Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about your sister here. And we joke with you about where you're at athletically. But as a brother and as a, you know, you're a pretty good egg with a close-knit family. You got to be pretty proud of sis.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I am pretty incredibly proud of her and pretty proud that she's, I'm going to admit, she has made it to state more than I have. And, you know, I got to live with that for the rest of my life.
Amen, brother.
She gets to hold that over me for the rest of my life. But, you know, I just don't know if that's over the top, you know.
Man, I know. I understand that.
She's got to do something pretty stupendous this weekend to put her over the top, I believe.
I think she will.
I think if she makes it to Friday, that's the kit. That's the key.
Yeah.
If she makes it to Friday, she goes to number one.
I'm saying
it's number one.
Since freshman year, I bet number one. if she can get me a top three place this weekend, I will.
I'm competing against girls who are swimming at like IU and
Cassie.
You know, Cassie.
But he was a state champion. Caleb was a state champion.
He had good athletes on his team. He didn't do anything.
Wow.
You didn't get much help, Meredith.
She's throwing it at y'all.
All you can do is swing the football.
I did have some pretty superb athletes on that squad.
Yeah, but you was the general. You was the general.
That's right.
So
I think that she needs a top three place.
All right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a challenge. I like it.
I like a challenge.
Good job. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, and I know you're rooting for sis tomorrow.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me.
Good to hear from you, bud.
All right, guys. That's big brother Caleb Martin calling in. He's a regular on Fort Recovery Radio.
He's awesome.
And just an all-around neat bird. We just want to say good luck to you tomorrow, kid, and kick some butt.
Positive vibes.
Thank you.
All right.
You're going to do good.
That's Cassidy Martin, folks, and she's going up to Canton tomorrow to swim for in the state swim meet.
That's big.
That is pretty neat. Coach, how many years you been coaching?
I think this is my sixth year of high school. And then Eels, we started back maybe 12 years ago.
How close are we getting MAC as swim as a sport?
We still have to have, I think, two more teams join.
Two?
Yeah, I think. I think we get St. Henry and then one more.
Is that something that you guys think about? As coaches, you guess?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk amongst ourselves, but, you know, until we can get another school to really ante up and do that, I don't, you know, we're not really sure what we can do. And it's frustrating, you know, because we talk about it. A decent amount that, you know, when you look at what we've done in the past few years, you know, you look at what, you know, Cassie Martin could have been, you know, MAC swimmer of the year for the last couple of years, because, you know, she has 9 of our 12 high school records, and her times across the board in the MAC and what would be our MAC are exceptional right now. So, you know, and with the relay team that we had last year too, like all those girls, like we could have gone in and you know, had some really good years. But yeah, it's not really up to us. And I think it's kind of a standard that you have to have a certain number of teams to be a MAC.
So the districts was last Saturday, and talk a little bit about your other swimmers you had, because I know we had a couple girls that just missed out. Your daughter was one of them, correct?
Yeah, they had good swims. I think that, you know, it's just, like I said, it is so hard to be in a top 24 against some of these larger schools that have a pool on their, you know, on premises or 5 minutes away, and they're swimming hours. They're swimming two practices a day, and for us to do that, we'd be on the road 4 hours. No, 2 hours, and then you add on, you know, another. It's just too many hours in the day for our kids to be able to handle. And a lot of our athletes, we need them to be three-sport athletes. So, you know, we can't have them. And these, a lot of these swimmers in these bigger schools, that's all they're doing all year round. And that's just hard to compete with.
Hard to compete with.
That's right. So tomorrow, when you go up there, will we be able to, will you update us on Twitter, and will you keep us updated how things are going?
Sure, I can do that.
And it's always on Fort Recovery.
I put it on Port Recovery Swimming, and then we have a Twitter account.
Okay.
And I know you follow a Twitter account. I put you on, but I think you're pending. You don't accepted my Fort Recovery.
I'm contemplating.
I'm not sure yet. That's some weird stuff to follow.
Actually, I'm not smart enough to hit it. That's the problem.
I know. Yeah, I'm not too Twitter savvy, but I'm enough to you know just get a few things out there. Yeah. So.
Well, I appreciate you guys stopping up today, and wish you the best luck tomorrow, and be safe, first of all, going up there, and let's get to Friday.
That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty fun.
I think she can do it.
I think she can too. That is head coach Mindy Bupp and her seniors, and we're missing out on Owen. Talk a little bit about him. I know that kid is just...
Owen's a great kid, and he's done a great... we missed him in junior year when he was injured, but, he kind of rallies everybody, gets everybody fired up, and, you know, he's always... got, you know, something to say about everything, and he just really kind of, you know, everybody just enjoys having him around. Absolutely. So he's a great kid.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Well, we miss him not coming up here. We know he's busy. Guys, good luck tomorrow. Good luck in everything else you do. We'll be around, and always remember these doors are always open. Okay.
Come see us anytime.
All right.
Yeah, and you can be like your brother and call us anytime you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate you having us up.
We're gonna take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk Bubba McPhee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Here are this week's butcher specials at Wayne Street Market. You can get a 4-pack of Angus Chuck quarter pound patties for just $2.99. And they're also offering their chuck roast at only $3.99 a pound. These special prices are available through next Thursday. Stop by Wayne Street Market for these great butcher specials. They're perfectly trimmed chuck roast for only $3.99 a pound, or a 4-pack of quarter pound Angus chuck patties ready to go on the grill for just $2.99. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 21st. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, March 15th from any high school SAD member, and they're also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during your home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 15th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 21st between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 15th.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Just got done talking to the swim seniors and the coach. Exciting day for them tomorrow. It'll be exciting. I hope Cassidy can kick some butt and get to Friday. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. She's such a neat person.
She is.
To start with.
She is. She's a class kid, and wish her the best of luck. Fee, we had the All-MAC Girls Tournament selection, or MAC League.
Yeah.
Came out
this week, didn't it?
Indians were represented. You want to go over the first team there and read some of them kids off?
Yeah, first team was Lauren Gillen, was from Coldwater, was a junior, and Val Mullenkamp from Fort Recovery, Courtney Pranger from Minster, a senior, and Ivy Wolf, Minster, a sophomore, Kelly Naylor from New Bremen, a senior, Megan Jurassic from New Knoxville, a junior, Aaron Scott, New Knoxville, a senior, Danielle Lange from St. Henry, a senior. Paige Gagner from...
Gagner, I believe, is how they pronounce Gagner that up there.
You have no idea, Spence.
I was listening to this announcer. I was listening to the announcer.
Because we weren't allowed to do the game. They threw us out.
They did pitch us.
They didn't throw us out.
They threw us out.
Okay, well, maybe they threw you out. They threw you out.
She's a sophomore. Yeah. Betty Vorst, a senior from St. John's. Caitlin McElnally is a junior from Versailles. And Lindsay Winter... is it also a junior from Versailles?
I wish them girls were seniors. Versailles going to be good again.
They are going to be good.
Second team.
A lot of juniors.
Maybe they'll transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Second team. Katie Lichty from Coldwater, a junior. Olivia Patch made it. Fort Recovery, a junior. Elena Pullman from Marion Local, a sophomore. Heidi Reithman from Marion Local, sophomore. And Natalie Reithman from Marion Local, a senior. Janae Hoang from Minster, sophomore. Damaris Wolf, a senior from Minster. Madison Cordonier, New Bremen, sophomore. Claire Eichler from Parkway made it on the second team. She's a junior. Allison Seifrink from St. Henry, a senior.
Toughest kid in the league.
Allison?
Yep.
Tough girl?
Yep.
She's a senior. Her teammate, Nora Vaughn, also made it. She's a junior. And Elizabeth Ording from Versailles, a senior, made second team.
Honorable mention.
And our honorable mention is Allie May from Coldwater, Allie Vaughn from Fort Recovery, Kelsey Koenig from Marion Local, Jessica Falk from Minster, Hannah Tankman from New Bremen, Morgan Leffel from New Knoxville, Lee Harshman from Parkway, Cora Stammen from St. Henry, Taylor Zuber from St. John's, and Kelsey Custom Border from Versailles.
That is a round down of the 2018 Midwest Athletic Conference All-MAC teams. Congratulations to Val Mullenkamp, first team. Livy Patch, second team. And Allie Vaughn, honorable mention. All of them well-deserved. And we got another phone call.
Phone calls are hot.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, it's Andy Lynch.
Andy Lynch.
Hey, Andy.
How are you, my friend?
How's it going? I'm good.
That's going good. Hey, this is Bob Stogler, Harold Philly on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And first of all, Andy, congratulations on an unbelievable run at WSN at Channel 44.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. It's a neat to look back on, hear some fun stories over the last few days. And yeah, it'll be pretty emotional finishing up, but it's been a good season.
You know, Andy, I remember the very first time that I met you. You were running to Canberra at Fort Recovery, and you guys would always come in and you would get like maybe 5 minutes of the game, three or four buckets, and then you'd run around and go to other games. And you was running to Canberra, and you left, and you come over to the scores table, and I was doing scoreboard. Facebook, and you was this big, tall, lanky guy, and you said, "Hey, does anybody have a program?" Because I'm sure you needed the names, and I handed you a program, and you pronounced "colleg." And I ain't sure what come out of your mouth, but it looked like you sneezed. It sounded like you sneezed.
I believe it.
And I'm sure it was your first year, Andy. And yep. Man, it's amazing when you look back on what you've done around here. And you know, let's talk a little bit about your run as not only just an all around wonderful sports reporter, but what you've brought to the youth spiritually.
Yeah, and that's really what's been cool. But I mean, when I think about how it all started, that first season, I had no idea. And I was coming down to, you know, Mercer County and all these German names that I had no clue how to pronounce, just like you alluded to, and I would hear about it. And I remember one show, it's still the first year, but it was several months in, and I knew Salina was how you said Salina, but for some reason I said Selena, and I didn't even realize it. And so we went to the commercial break, and Justin Weinerman was like, "You just said Selena. Do you realize that?" And I was like, "No, I didn't. I know it's Salina." And he's like, "Oh no, you said Selena." Oh, man. And so just learning, you know, that first year, people were so patient, and I wrote about it in the paper this week that people could have given up on us and said, "You guys have no idea what you're doing," but I guess we kept coming back and we kept doing more sports. And I've always said that our spring sports coverage, especially our first year, was really what made the difference, because across the country on TV, you don't see a whole lot of spring sports highlights on the news. You don't see, you know, broadcasts of high school track and field. I always joked with whoever our camera guys were throughout the years that whoever was doing camera for track and field was the best track and field camera guy in the entire country, because we're the only ones doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
But we got to, you know, have relationships with, and then now you guys, of course, do it down at State on radio, so that's even harder. I can't imagine figuring that out. But just building those relationships with the athletes that are the football players and the, you know, basketball players and the volleyball girls during the spring, when we could do that for softball and track and field and baseball and a little bit of tennis. I think that really made the difference, that people realized we weren't in it for the money, that's for sure. We were just in it to care about our communities. And so then we got to launch WLSN in 2009, and that was just a huge, you know, unbelievable project to have a 24-hour sports network and, you know, a little Christian station in Northwest Ohio. And that took off, you know, relatively quickly. We weren't on all the cable stations for a while. I remember it might have been 2 years to get on Time Warner. And we had those campaigns over and over again on Sports Report. Yeah. People got tired of hearing it, I'm sure. Call your cable provider and get on WSN. Now, you know, most people have it. And so it was neat to see that, you know, blow up. And then I just got tired. It's so hard. You know, as I started to have kids, you know, what does that look like for a guy that's getting older and wants to spend time with his kids? I've kind of been a dad to the area, and I want to be dad to my own kids. And so 2014 was that time when I transitioned to being part-time at the station, which I was so thankful that our general manager, Kevin Bowers, who has such foresight for how to, I mean, he's kept TV 44 going through all kinds of different scenarios he's been, I think, 20 years as the GM, but they've been on the air 36, 37 years. And he has such great foresight. And so he said, "Hey, we'll keep you around, do the parts you like here part time. And then we need someone for Fellowship of Christian Athletes." And that's been such a blessing to me to be able to get to know coaches better. Some great MAC coaches were a part of our studies. Coach Evers, I know, who's teaches there at Fort Recovery. He's coached there. He's coached at St. Henry back and forth. He was one of our guys that was steady. He was our FCA advisor as well. Jeff Hobbs, who was at Fort Recovery for years, was so instrumental in getting us FCA started there. And Caleb Martin, I just got a text from, and he said, "Next time I'm in Indy, I'm coming to your church. It's going to be great." And what a great guy he is, you know. Absolutely. Just stand up and loves the Lord. So it's just been really cool to see how God's transformed. But what I love, you know, I loved Sports Report so much those first 10 years, and then I wanted to do more with my faith, and I was able to do both those things. So it's really been incredible.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Andy, as a dad, I tell you what, it was such a neat thing on Friday nights to get to watch the game And especially when it was at WO, when you guys did the game, you know, you'd come home and watch it again at 11 o'clock, you know, especially on a victory. I mean, everybody'd go out to the Woolen Alley and we'd be cheering on. And I tell you what, it meant so much to our area, what you guys have done to done for us, you know, and then everything you've done for them kids too. I think, you know, there's nothing neater than being able to go home and watch yourself on TV. I mean, it's just a great feeling for the kids, and you guys should be proud of everything you've done.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's been an awesome team effort, and we've had really for how small we are, we haven't had a ton of turnover. When I think of our full-time guys, Mark Koontz was with us for a good 10 years. Mm-hmm. Back in the early days, Brandt Showalter, Adam Kohler, Garrett Seawright, Garrett's a Mac guy from Parkway, then Matt Finkel and Chris Parks. And you know, we really didn't have that was a solid 10-year run with all those guys. Our scores person, who is, you know, the vital person to the whole thing, right, keeping everything together and making sure we have the right scores, which I know we've messed up before, but we correct them as quick as we can, and doing the app now and all the technology with the website. But we only had 3 people. My wife did it the first, I think, 4 years until we had our son. And she actually, our son was born in December of 2009, and he came to the station. He was in his little car carrier until spring, until that season ended. And my wife would do the scores, and he'd be sleeping right there. So he literally grew up at the TV station.
That's pretty cool.
Since he was born. It is, and he loves it. It'll be hard on him. Well, the whole family's coming over Friday for the last show, and I think it'll be hardest on him because he's gotten to go around with me at all the games, and he loves it. And I've joked around that if he could drive, I'd give him a camera, and he'd be filming some games for me, because as a 9-year-old, he gets it. He gets the show. He gets, you know, I'll talk to him after a show and say, what went wrong? And he'll tell me exactly what went wrong and what we needed to change and stuff. So it'll be hard on him, but we've had just a great time bonding, and we're ready, I guess, for that new season of life.
Let's look back, Andy, a little bit. You came from Alaska. Now, am I right with that? So did you use high school sports to get to the youth and spreading the word of God? Was that the goal?
Not in Alaska. No, I was at the NBC affiliate up there. There was basically 2 stations in Alaska. We were NBC, and then there was a low power that was CBS and Fox. And so it was just the nightly news. And so I'd do a 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock sportscast, like you see, you know, in Dayton or in Lima, or, you know, wherever, Fort Wayne, just a normal sportscast. And so, but, you know, I was trying to, it was my first job out of college, and I was trying to make my name and get as much repetition. And, I had that work ethic right away. I've always had that, you know, I got to prove myself. I'm not your traditional TV person. And so I've always had that kind of chip on my shoulder that I got to outwork everybody and do better. And so I, you know, tried to overachieve. And I thought covering 5 high schools was a lot. And I'd say for an entire football game, or we had a lot of hockey up there. And so, you know, I worked hard up there, but compared to what we do in Ohio, it was nothing. But that was 4 years up there. Yep. Before I came down to Ohio.
And then, you know, you have and I'm just saying this but you've been blessed with a huge gift, and that is your ability to speak. And you can speak to large groups, and it just feels like when you talk to, I know you're big with the coaches huddle and the FCA, and talk a little bit about how you became, you know, is it just because of your passion to speak with about God?
That's a really good question. I mean, I grew up in a Christian household, and I went to college at Syracuse University, and that's really where I made the faith my own on a spring break trip. I was down in Florida and you know, approaching kids that wanted nothing to do with God, and here we were to try and tell them about God, and I was just shaken from it. You know, I've grown up in a household where nobody questioned whether God was real or anything like that, and so I went back from that spring break trip and was really shaken, and talked to my Campus Crusade for Christ leader, and he said, it's good that you want to make the faith your own. You know, as students, it's good to be grown up, you know, in a Christian household, but eventually you got to make it your own. And so I had a little time of discovery there for several months, and finally, you know, God confirmed to me, made it clear that he's real, and it's time to go act and go work for him. And from that point in my life, it started each season of my life, he's drawn me closer to doing what he wants and not as much what I want. And I didn't want to be this big time sportscaster like Paul Keels of the Buckeyes or Marty Brennan of the Reds. You know, that was my dream and my goal. And then I went to Alaska. It was not the Reds and not the Buckeyes. No. It was becoming more clear to me that, you know, he had other plans. But he, you know, blessed me with TV 44 and I just grew and I guess love for reaching people and seeing life change. And that's really what it's been about, especially the last 5 years or so. How can I show people God and how he changes their life and how he, you know, he gives us these things that we all crave, joy and peace and love and self-control and things that's ingrained in us, you know, even though a lot of times people will run away from that and they'll live the wild life and not care about God whatsoever innately inside of us. I think there's a yearning for that, and they're trying to fill it in all different ways that's not right. And so ultimately they end up empty, feeling not fulfilled at all. And so if I can talk to students, and what a great opportunity that was right away when I really got to Lima. I just wanted to get to know people. I realized the importance when you start something new, you got to build trust. I'm doing that here in Indianapolis. I've been working here since August and driving back every Friday to do sports report, but just how important that is to tell people you love them and care about them and show it, so not just have empty words. And so in the beginning, it was just, I wanted to get to know groups and show them I cared about them and get out there. And then as, you know, I really saw life change, and I saw athletes, you know, text to me and say, hey, thanks for this, or I want to follow Jesus now, all these different things. I love that. And so that's when I got more involved with FCA. And then the coaches, that's just been really within the last 4 years, but just unbelievable how, you know, coaches are the biggest influencers in our society. I don't have to tell you guys that, but Billy Graham once said, a great preacher and evangelist once said that a coach will impact more people in 1 year than anyone else will impact in a lifetime. And it's true. I mean, you look around our area and then the coaches are the mayor of the town, more or less, or a lot of times it's the principal or someone high up in the school district. And they are, for better or for worse, and many in our area are for better, but for better or for worse, they're charting the course, and they're making the difference in the lives of the athletes. And so for me to get a chance to sit down with, it was up to about 50 or 60 coaches by the time I finished up last spring, to sit down with them once a month and just, you know, be there for them first and foremost, because the pressure on a coach, even a winning coach, is hard. The community is pointing fingers and expecting results. And there was one winning coach, and I won't mention his name, he was a conference champ, and he said, you know, we won 40-10 one game, and that wasn't enough for the fans because we gave up 10 points. Yeah. And the coach said, crazy? The other team plays just as hard as we do. You know, yeah. What do you want me to do? We played well, we won. What do you want? Yeah, and so for me absolutely. To support the coach where they're at, and then also, you know, kind of inspire them and empower them to live a life that's worthy of the calling of God and to make a difference in those students' lives, and then to see them do it has just been unbelievable.
Andy, in the past 13 years, you've touched a lot of youth, and talk about the youth of then to now. What's the changes that you've seen?
Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, I'm on social media a lot, and so I see a lot there. You know, they're very transparent on social media, students are. And so you see their hurts, you see their loneliness, you see this fear of missing out. And so to me, it goes one of two ways. You either have the kids that are super hard workers, involved in everything, never stopping. And I don't think those kids get enough credit because society, and I've probably thrown myself in that as well, looks at the other side where kids are sitting home playing video games, and that's the other, you know, section of them. To me, there's very few that are in the middle. It's either one extreme, you're doing everything, you're leading the school, you're going to have a great, successful career, you know, all that stuff. Or it's the other side where, you know, they're not doing anything and they're lazy. And so I think they're, you know, obviously the successful ones that are striving and doing good, that's a really good thing. And how can we kind of empower those kids to say, okay, you're doing really well. Now go sit with those other kids in the lunchroom that aren't doing well and be a difference maker. Exactly. Because when I was in high school, I wasn't a popular kid. And so if my basketball team, I played basketball, but I wasn't very good. And my basketball teammate who was good would come sit with me at lunch. That would have made all the difference in the world. So I challenge kids a lot of times to go do that, because we still have kids that want to succeed and want to work hard. you know, it's different. It's not the same, you know, 30 years ago, tough, slap mud upside the head in practice. And, you know, that stuff's good to go. You got to coach them differently, obviously. And there's definitely some entitlement in our kids, but sometimes there's entitlement in the parents. And that's what coaches really struggle with is sure. The coach wants, or the parent wants their kid to get a scholarship. And the reality is the kid's probably not going to get a scholarship unless yeah. They're, you know, Caden Niekamp from St. Henry, who's a giant.
Yeah.
So, you know, just coaching that parent, that's another thing we dealt with a lot with coaches is how do you deal with that and how do you draw the parent in and get them to buy in to that. So it is interesting. But a lot of kids are busier than ever today, which is crazy to me.
That's right. And we just had a couple of our senior swimmers up there and they talked about, you know, they get up at 6 o'clock to drive an hour to swim and then get back, you know, and that's amazing that the dedication that the
great
kids
dedication.
Put in. And, you know, you look back on this Friday and your last show and it's been an emotional week. I'm sure you've said it a couple of times, but, and you know, everybody here follows you on Twitter and the outpouring of thanks. That has to be such a great feeling for you.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. John Cook, who does the story or does columns for 419sports.com and was a former coach, he said to me, is there one or two people or a few people that, you know, you want to thank or meant the most to you? And I said in that interview that I could probably literally name 1,000 different people that I have talked to over the past 13 years. I know their face. I probably know their name, or at least I would recognize it once it's said. And I could tell a little story about them. And it's just amazing to me because I've been in so many gyms in so many fields that you get to know people. And so I couldn't single out 3 or 4 guys or ladies because there's just so many people. And then to hear from them and hear different stories has been really cool. But one story that I just heard, it happened in 2005, 2006, I guess. Amy Simmendinger played volleyball and basketball and I think softball at Bass. And one of my first stories, I did a story on her. Her brother Johnny was a good baseball player and basketball player too. But I did a story on Amy, prep profile. And Josh Vorst, who was a basketball player for Ottoville, he and his dad were watching Sports Report that night. And I guess, you know, I don't know if he was dating someone the parents didn't like or whatever it was, but Josh's dad challenged Josh to meet Amy and get a date with her. I'm just finding this out a week ago from Amy's mom. Yeah. And so he did. Josh did that. It was a bet, I guess, between Josh and his dad because they watched the story in Sports Report. And so they ended up dating. They got married. And I think they've had one kid. And so Amy's mom said, so I guess Sports Report is thanks in part to our grandchild.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Which is, yeah. Yeah, so just stories like that are amazing to hear. You know, Fort Laramie runner who I vaguely remember. I guess she bumped into me when I was filming at a cross country race, you know, 10 years ago. And she wanted tweeted in and said, I remember this. And you guys were so gracious to us. And I mean, it's just really cool to know that people still remember. I had one girl from Crestview. She played softball, and I did my first year in Antic against Jamie Perkins, who was a great pitcher for Crestview in 2005, 2006. And her teammate emailed me and said, oh, I remember when you came in, and that just brightened our day. And we won state later on that year and just the festivities. And then she just thanked me for letting her take a trip down memory lane. And so, you know, I didn't do anything. I'm just leaving.
That's right.
And yet it was a chance for her to reflect on that. And then all the people saying, you know, they see God working through me. And That's it. You know, that's why we do what we do.
It's
cool to see him work.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about where you're at now, Andy, and your job. And well, you're at Indianapolis at where at now?
Yep. Kingsway Christian Church. So it's on the west side in Avon, which is one of the suburbs. It's a good sized church that is just filled with great people. You know, I don't have a background in church ministry anyway. FCA is obviously ministry, but I've never went to seminary or Bible college or anything like that. And so, but I had this passion to pastor, to lead people, to meet people where they're at and take them deeper in their faith. And so I'd applied to several different churches in the area. My wife and I had joked that we want to move south where it's warmer. And sure enough, we're an hour south. I guess a little
balmy Indianapolis.
But not really. But my first interview last summer, it just fit. You know, it was, they got me and I got them. Yeah. And it's a position called Connection to Minister that they created. They see the need for so many folks in this church, you know, good sized church. They come in and they sit and listen and they leave. And we need people that can connect with them. And so I have a team that we just connect with them wherever they're at in their faith. You know, they're ready for an action step and we're going to give it to them and give them a chance to serve or, you know, get baptized or whatever step they're ready to go. And it's just been so cool to bring excitement, bring life to a place that has a lot of potential. And I've sure enjoyed it. The staff's been great. And I've had a warm welcome. And it's been neat to see some Lima area people. There's one family that's from Lima. And then Nathan Hyde, who played at the University of Findlay. Won a national championship in 2009. Yep. Liberty Benton and sister Amanda played, I think, at ICFW, but their parents go to Kingsway, where I'm at. So my first Sunday, their mom comes over to me and said, "Are you Andy?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Like they could mistake you for somebody else.
I'm not used to being spotted outside of Ohio.
Right. Yeah.
And so they introduced themselves, and Nathan's been, and Amanda's been since, you know, visiting at Christmas and stuff. So just neat to see the connections already happening. But it's been a great transition. My wife's working at the church as well, and the kids, there's a school there as well, Christian school, so they go to that. So in the morning we all load in the van and head to Kingsway, and kids go to school and my wife and I go to our jobs, and it's been really good for family. We've got, you know, cousins and aunts and uncles all around, which we didn't have in Ohio. You know, my family is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They've since moved to Texas. Her family is here in Indianapolis, and so we so love about the MAC, about Northwest Ohio families. We love how there's generations and the aunts and uncles and, you know, big dinners on Sunday. And we didn't have that for so long. And so to give our kids and really our family a chance to have that is pretty special.
Well, Andy, I just want to say, you know, from a big, tall, lanky fella holding the camera, and his first time I seen you, to now you walk into the gym and you got cheering sections yelling Andy Lynch.
Everybody loves you. That's right.
And what a wonderful thing, and what an impact you've had. And we just wish you the best of luck here.
Absolutely.
In Fort Recovery. And I'm sure the MAC feels the exact same way, partner.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll certainly miss coming down to the MAC country. I'll have one more tour, I guess, on Friday. I got the St. Henry, Minster, New Bremen, Marion local route. So
perfect.
One last time in the MAC.
Perfect. Yep. Right. Down there.
Andy, I have one quick question. I know you've talked about several people that you know, came up to you later, talked about things that they, impact you made on their life when you didn't even realize you were doing anything. Have you had, with some of the kids especially, some that you thought, you know, these guys just don't get it, and then come up to you later and say, man, you really made some difference? Or do you see that, or do they ever tell you that? I can promise you that happens, but
yeah,
I don't know if you ever get to hear it.
Definitely. I've seen a couple, and then there's been those stories of kids that you knew weren't following God at all, and then you connect with them throughout college and you see the life change. It's really cool.
Yep.
Andy, I appreciate you taking the time to, I know you're busy, and it's, you got the kids in bed yet?
Oh yeah, they're in bed.
All right, good deal. Hey, thanks a lot, partner, and we'll be following you Friday night. And
absolutely.
And the best of luck to you and your family.
Enjoy Friday night.
Thanks, guys. All right, I will.
See
appreciate
you,
it, guys.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call
Klingshirn & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Hartsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Hartsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Hartsway.
If you're one of the many people who are disappointed that the community club's annual fish fry got snowed out, you're in luck. The rescheduled fish fry is coming up on Saturday, March 2nd from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. And there'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $7.50 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. We missed out in January because of all the snow, so don't miss it this time. The Community Club's annual All-You-Can-Eat Fish Fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, March 2nd from 4 to 7:30.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Andy Lynch. What a class guy, Fee.
What a great guy, huh?
Yeah, it was good to pick his brain a little bit. And,
yeah.
And what an impact he's had on the youth around here. And,
yep.
And, it's just good to talk to him. And I'll be fun to watch that show, Frank. I bet it'll be emotional.
Oh, it's going to be emotional. Yeah. You can tell that.
Yeah, you can
set
tell.
Your DVR.
This place means a lot to
well, we don't have a game that night, so we don't have to try to.
I still saw. I'm probably in bed.
Yeah.
We got a game Saturday. Van Buren.
Big game.
Big game. And we're going to talk to the head coach.
Too, don't we?
I think he's supposed to call in here pretty shortly.
We know him.
The coach of the Van Buren Black Knights.
The Black Knights.
I like that.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. I like that name.
Hotline's hot tonight.
Hey, you're on Hastings Hotline. Who we got here?
Who is this?
This is Tyler DeCamp.
Mr.
How are you doing, boys?
Hey, Tyler. How you doing, buddy?
Ty and I, we're doing great, buddy. First of all, congratulations on the little one. Now, how many? What we got now?
That's two. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lucy just turned two on Monday, and then our other one, Nellie, was born about a month ago. So
everybody's doing crazy. Good.
But fun.
Yep. She wanted to come out early, too, didn't she, Tyler?
A little bit. Yeah.
She wasn't waiting.
A little bit.
How about Mrs. Niekamp? How's she doing?
She's doing all right.
Is she okay? Good. Good.
She's a champ.
She's tough, ain't she?
She's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is tough. Hey, first of all, congratulations, Tyler. You guys are having a hell of a season. Good nice season. Win last night. Let's talk a little bit about your season and how it's going.
Well, we got off to a little bit of a rough start. I think we started off something like 1-2, and then like the first six games we were 3-3 and kind of unsure about how it would go. But credit to the kids. They hung in there and kept getting better. Took it one game at a time and all that stuff. And they really put themselves in a position to, right now, if we can figure out a way to get a win on Friday, then we'll have a chance to be co-BVC champs at least.
And who we got Saturday, Tyler, or Friday?
We're at Arcadia on Friday.
And what's their record?
They don't have a very good record, but, you know, I've watched them, watched several of their games, looked at a lot of their scores. They're a lot better than they have been in the past. They've played several teams that we've played tough. Plus, it's over there, and it's not an easy place to play. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago we actually went over there, and they beat us. And it was just one of those games where, you know, nothing's going right for you. The other team's on fire. It's not going to be easy.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm sure that all your focus this week is on Arcadia, and then when Saturday rolls around, you'll be able to focus on Fort Recovery. An Indian team that comes up there, Tyler, with a huge win over New Bremen, and a team that's dangerous. Fort Recovery is a dangerous team, and we've talked about it all year.
Yep.
That you know, we can beat anybody on any given night, but we can also get beat with anybody on any given night, and it's a little bit like your team, the Black Knights.
Absolutely. You know, you look at Fort Recovery and how their season's gone, and you know, looking at how they were last year, they have a lot of really good players back, a lot of really talented kids. You know, just sometimes during a season, it just takes a while. You got to try to figure things out, and you know, hopefully they can figure it out with the tournament come rolling around.
Get something going.
But I think Saturday's a great game for, you know, both teams to try to get ready for that tournament run.
I agree with you 100%. You got a tough road there, Bud. I mean, we got a tough road too, but that Division III, that may be stacked.
Absolutely.
And you're playing a Coldwater team in there too that's playing their best ball of the year.
Playing good.
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously we got OG in our district, and Archbold's in our district, and they're undefeated. But, you know, I think Coldwater is playing as good as anybody right now. You know, they got off to a little bit of a rough start, but man, are they playing good right now. So,
yeah.
But, you know, they still got to play Paulding in their first game, and anything can happen in the
Never
tournament.
Know.
But they're playing well, and it's definitely going to be a tough road ahead. Plus one.
Tyler, you got how many seniors got this year?
We got four seniors. Four seniors, two of them start. You know, they're great kids. They've been, you know, leaders for us all year. We have about, I think, five juniors right now on varsity who contribute pretty well. We'll have, you know, a decent core coming back next year.
Yeah.
Definitely going to miss some of those seniors after this year. But, you know, that's how high school sports
happens always, though.
You got to have kids step up and get better. And also the great thing about high school sports, I think.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
All right. So we just had the Martin family on here, and they're talking about the best athlete in the family. And when we talk about the best athlete in the Niekamp family, I mean, Johan, golfing, you got to give him that, right?
Got to give him golfing.
Okay.
We'll give him that.
And Brent, really nothing. I mean, Brent basically sucks.
Whoa, man.
Ouch, Brent. At all sports.
Ow.
Well, he's not bad at bowling, I guess. He's a pretty good card player.
Good card player. How about a fisherman? Pretty good fisherman.
Hunting and fishing, he might.
He's pretty good fisherman. Yeah. He's got hunting.
He's got hunting you down.
But in all the sports, you kind of dominate.
Okay, well, I mean,
I mean, you can toot your own horn.
I mean, that was a long time ago, Bubba.
Yeah, good point.
It's been a good 10 or 15 years.
Do you think Lucy will be an athlete?
Well, the way she runs around now, I would think she will. I'm probably out of breath because I was just wrestling with her. You guys just had Andy Lynch on, and he said his kids are already in bed. Well, ours are still running around. Well, Lucy's still running around. So, by the way, a big shout out to Andy Lynch. How awesome is he?
He is awesome, isn't he?
He is, man. He's a first-class guy.
He's a class act. And
he's done a lot for the area, no doubt.
He's the best.
They'll definitely miss him.
He is. Well, Bud, I know you got a little rug rat there to calm down a little bit. And we really appreciate you taking time to call in.
We do.
And we'll see you Saturday. It's going to be a good one. Indians and Van Buren. Finley High School or Finley University.
University.
That'll be fun to play in there.
Yep. Good venue.
It'll be fun. Yep. Absolutely. See you guys.
See you, man. Tyler.
See you, Tyler.
Bye.
Big Tyrod. Calling in and
loving it.
Yeah, you love Tyler and his family and his daughter. His Snapchat's his daughter.
Classic.
They are. They're awesome. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to talk Indian bowling.
Bowling. We got a bowling team and they're pretty good.
And they're going to the districts.
Yes, sir.
Bubba and Fee. Right up.
We'll be right back.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888. 858.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Lady Indians will start their tournament run this Saturday. They'll play Lima Central Catholic at Coldwater on Saturday evening at 6:15. The girls' game on Saturday evening can be heard on WPGW at 100.9 FM with Jeff Overholzer. The boys' final regular season game will also be played on Saturday evening as they will play Coach Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights at the University of Findlay. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and varsity games for the boys, and the varsity game can also be heard on WPGW's other FM station at 105.3. Only one game each for the girls and boys this week, but they're both at the same time. Girls versus Lima Central Catholic in their first tournament game in Coldwater on Saturday at 6:15. Boys at the University of Findlay, JV game starts at 6. Do whatever you can to get to one of these games this Saturday. Just remember that whichever game you choose, you can listen to the other game either on WPGW at 100.9 FM or 105.3 FM or right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here at Sports Talk, Bob and Fee. How about the endings to our girls and boys basketball games?
How about that?
Let's go New Bremen, boys, girls. Let's go girls first.
Yep, Thursday night.
What the hell was that?
That was unbelievable.
That was pretty good.
That was unbelievable.
Yep.
15-0 run at the end?
Yeah. 17. I went back and listened.
Double checker?
She at 217, according to Rob's report, Allie had just made a three-pointer and made it a 10-point game.
Yep.
With 217 left. And we won by 4. And we were down 10. And she had just made a 3, so we were down 13.
We won by 3, didn't we?
I was thinking it's 4, but
it don't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
Unbelievable. Yep. Rob, what a finish to that game.
That was a great call, too.
Yeah. Was Rob fired up?
He was fired up.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Now, if you watch him, he just
probably don't even notice it.
He's sitting there with his legs crossed, his arms crossed. He's just watching the game, and he doesn't move.
Yeah.
And you'd think he would be just listening to him. You'd think he'd be jumping around and like the rest of us.
A miracle finish.
It was an unbelievable finish. And
yeah, it was.
Hats off to the kids. Never quit.
Didn't give up.
Played their butts off and made unbelievably huge shots.
Yeah.
Now, owe an apology.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
This is big.
It's big?
Yep.
Big apology.
Brooke Colley.
Brooke.
Yep. Because on the show last week, I called her a little brawny. Remember that? I couldn't think of her name.
Oh.
I meant Bruins because that's how I got that all mixed up.
Yep.
And then her mom comes up to me. She goes, she was listening and you. And so I seen her out of the bone eye and said, nice game, brawny. What a great game she played Thursday night. A
couple big shots, too.
Yeah. Everybody contributed. It was a huge win. And great game to play before tournament. The girls now play LCC in a sectional final Saturday night at 6:15. And if they win, they move on to the Walpock District against Minster. Let's get this game Friday.
That's one sectional. Let's get that sectional win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And the Indians. Yep. And all the things that we went through this year and, you know, it's all gone now. It's time to just go out and play. And
new season.
That's right. New season. That's exactly right. And then the feel good story on the boys program.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
And I think the key to that game, was you saying Matt Kanapke on the mic.
I did.
Yeah.
You hear it? I think Spencer?
I missed it.
Pissed Grant off.
Grant made a shot, and Fee said, Indian basket, Matt Kanapke. And we looked over.
Matt's got his thumb up, thinking, hey, yeah.
And everybody over there is laughing. And Outpost about dying over here on the scoreboard. Indian basket, Matt Kanapke.
Matt still got some eligibility.
Yeah. And a great play call by Coach Bayshore. Everybody in the world thinks Petey's going to take that last shot. We run a play, and Grant gets open, and he takes one step and knocks home a three, and the Indians beat the Bremen Cardinals. And
Huge win.
Tough loss for the Cards.
Cards tough.
Tough weekend.
Tough weekend for the Cards on the Ford.
Yeah.
Ford had their number.
And they got to be thinking. They had to be thinking he's going to win.
Oh, man. They basically dominated.
Yeah, when you get toward the end of the game, and they had to be thinking.
4 minutes to,
They had to be thinking they were winning those.
They did.
And so was I.
But once again, like you said, in the girls' game, the boys was the same way. We had some big shots there at the end. I mean, Noah Lennox had a put back. We had some big plays by different guys. That makes you feel good when a team.
Coach Bayshore said in the post game show that you know, not only Grant made the last 5 points, but when he put Grant on Bryce Blickle, he had 15 points. Right. In the second quarter, he ended up with 17 at half. He had 19 at the end of the game.
Right. I think.
Just denied him the ball, shut him down.
And it was a perfect thing.
And Blickle missed every layup he shot.
Yep. He couldn't make one.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
But he was hot. Yeah, first.
First half. He made every three.
He was hitting everything.
He was on fire. But that's what every game we play.
Yeah. Somebody just is absolutely on fire.
Yep. It's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
They always wait on us.
Yep. Fee, so we got the boys are going to Finley. What are you doing? What are you going to do?
I like Finley game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good about our girls.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I feel pretty solid they're going to win.
Yep. And
I think it'd be kind of neat to go up Finley and maybe spend the afternoon a little bit.
Yep. I'm with you. Now we're heading up there and we got Cheryl Winning's doing a book for the girls, hopefully.
Cheryl's got the girls.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going up to Finley, root the boys on, get them a W.
Yep.
One team that did get a W on Saturday was Coach Corey Gerlach and the Man Bowlers.
The bowling team. The American Lanterns.
How about that? How cool is that?
That is awesome. That is pretty cool. Really, really awesome.
They advanced by one pin over Van Wert.
Was it one pin?
One pin.
One pin over Van Wert.
How exciting is that?
It is. And Corey's been saying that the kids have really been bowling good. And he said, we got a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said that Friday night.
Yep.
The Indians are led
by Elijah Stahman, a senior, and Mitch Metzger, a senior, and John Kanapke's a junior, Jared Timmerman, Derek Wendell Jr.'s, Eli Keller, and Luke Klingshern. And I was out there the other day watching them bowl. Them kids are good bowlers.
Pretty good bowlers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I watched Jared bowl. Probably been a month ago. He's really smooth. Pretty good.
Yeah, he is. And Corey's just fired up.
But now
they move on to the districts.
Corey's so laid back on that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He is. So
I don't know if he's a good bowling coach. He's a good bowling cheerleader.
Does the kid have a ball at the end? And needing so many pins to win it, or they had no idea?
No, I don't think they have any idea because they bowl six Baker games.
Okay.
And I'm sure Corey had, he knew.
Probably knew about what he had.
I don't know what time. I mean, I don't think they know who's, you know, there's so many teams there. But they wait till the very end and add them up. Start adding them up.
This is it.
Top four advance, and the Indians advanced by one pin over Van Wert.
How awesome is that?
Oh, I bet they were fired.
Oh, man. I was fired up. I can't imagine what the kids.
Oh, I bet, too. They had
to. Corey sent me that text and I was jumping up and down and I thought
that's pretty cool.
You know, I got nothing in this. I've spoken to a couple of the players, but
that was pretty fun.
I got nothing in it. That's just awesome. I agree. Those are good kids.
Yep.
And you know, they're And Corey told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, I think they're peaking at the right time. And well, sounds like good. They are. And
you know, I watched them kids, and the Kanapke kid and Timmerman kid and the Klingshern kid, they throw one hell of a ball.
Good ball.
I mean, they torque it up, and they yeah. and Jared's a smooth out there. And but the big, tall Bill Kanapke's son, that kid can ball. He's can good. Ball. And they're yeah. all juniors. Are good.
John, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all coming back.
Yeah, they're all coming back. And I know the there's a lot of them little guys bowling, so yep. congrats yeah. to Corey, and hopefully, and he yeah. talked about, Corey said there's a chance that the Mac could be a support next year.
Oh, well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Getting up, maybe it
yeah.
might happen.
Yeah, because, yeah. you know, like Mindy was talking, you have kids that are doing great things, and they don't get any Mac recognition because it's yeah. just not a Mac sport.
Oh, yet. I just ate a rotten beer nut.
Uh-oh. Ooh, I didn't know there was such a thing, but I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Got a black one? Dicky one.
Oh my God.
That's bad.
It's bad enough Bubba just chugged a beer.
He's chugging her down.
Oh my God, was that a rock? And I love beer nuts.
Yeah.
You don't get many bad ones in there.
No, I don't know that I've ever had a beer.
Well, I just got one. And yeah. just about knocked old Bobby out.
I've had bad peanuts before, but I don't think I've had a bad beer nut.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bowling thing, you know, those, I guess what you'd call minor, maybe non-spectator sports are doing well, you know, here in Fort Recovery with...
Yeah, I went out to one of the matches. Hell, they got...
Can't walk in a bowling.
Can't even walk in it.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
got, yeah. They bring in stands for yeah. them to sit on.
Yeah.
It's near can be. It's unbelievable.
And I said something to Corey, I think maybe at district for the district or something. I said, you know, maybe you can have one of the kids... record something and send it to me, and we can play it on the air. He said, oh, it's way too loud. That he'd never be able to hear.
Oh, you could do it. Where they bowl at?
I think they bowled, I believe it was WAPOC for the district, so I might be wrong on
yeah, that. Yeah, well, I mean, where do they go now, you know?
Ooh.
Bowling Green?
You didn't say.
No.
I was thinking Bluffton's in my head, but I could be way off on that.
I sent Corey a text morning and invited him to come up. I know he's busy, and
yeah.
I said, did. "Give me a rundown, everything." And he didn't send me the kids, the team, and all the info. And he sent me seven seniors. That's always there. Seven bowlers. Thanks, Corey. I'm gonna knock him out. What?
That's not nice.
It ain't.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yep, he did. Let me see here. He did. I think he did email me some stuff here. Let me see if I can find it here.
Find out where we bowl at.
Yep.
Where do we bowl? Hey, there you go. Call in. Somebody call in. Tell us where we bowl.
Right? Yeah. Hastings Hotline's on fire tonight.
It's on fire. It's smoking.
419-516-0702. You think we got any listeners tonight?
I don't know.
Greg, I tell you, I got some. It was funny because I put that on Facebook about Andy Lynch, and I got a lot of feedback.
Got a little feedback?
Yep. Want to know if he's going to be on the air live, or if a lot of people were asking about old Andy. And
so he's driving back and forth from Indy to Lima?
Well, but just on Fridays.
On Friday night?
Just yep. for sports reporting. This is the last one.
Yeah.
Bill sent a text out. He's on cruise.
He's cruising.
Yeah. He said he's going to be listening to us tonight because he got extremely intoxicated last night, and he's staying in tonight. I said, no chance.
No.
He's
never
listening.
Do that.
Not on a cruise. If you're listening to our radio show and you're on a cruise ship, you're the biggest jump over.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump.
It's time to end it.
Yeah, because you are an idiot.
Yeah, there's probably something else going on. And he can always listen to this in the archives. So
there you go.
You think that do they got like on cruise? You ever been on cruise?
Nope. Never have.
I keep thinking I want to, but never do.
You know how they have like the big show, the big, like have the Buckeye Cruise and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Fort Recovery Radio, sponsor a cruise ship.
There you go.
Well,
we're going on the cruise ship.
Neil.
That's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
But I think if somebody's sponsoring that, they need a couple of $100,000.
Oops. Neil, times have been good.
That's, yeah. Penny change.
$6 a commercial. That's a lot of
Neil, lot of we commercial. Got things going right now.
Yeah.
We're hopping.
We're back.
Yep.
We're hopping. Ooh, I got a text. Somebody's listening.
Hey, that's
but
good.
I'm in my basement. Okay.
Well, she's listening, but she's in her basement. What's that mean?
No, one of the things that I always thought I'd like to do.
Not coming in very good down in the basement.
I love Kim Wendell.
I do love
Kim. I'd love to, what I think would be really neat is get on a riverboat and go from Cincinnati
to New Orleans.
Orleans. How long did that take you?
Who cares? You're on a riverboat.
I wouldn't mind going down Cincinnati on that riverboat and just cruise around like Cincinnati, Louisville or something. Check her out.
Yep. I think, you know, I end up in New Orleans about this time of year, about Mardi Gras time. And
Mardi Gras. When's Mardi Gras coming up?
Yeah, it's
March, isn't
Fat
it?
Tuesday. I don't remember what the...
When's Lent start?
Well, the day after Fat Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Fat first Tuesday week, don't is, tell me first week in March.
Well, yeah, I've...
When's the time change?
You were right last week. It is March 10th.
The time change? Let me hear that one more time.
You were absolutely correct.
Whoa,
Bob Stogler. And I was very sure you were way early. I thought you were 3 weeks early. I was sure of it.
I'd have bet April myself.
Yeah. And what else is March 10th?
Your birthday?
Nope.
Oh,
nope. Damn. Bigger.
Bigger than your birthday?
Yes. This is huge.
Christmas?
No.
That's the only thing bigger than Bob's birthday.
I'm inducted in the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's big.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yep.
Huh?
I love it. I think that's awesome.
Got a letter from Connor Ramel in the mail. God love him. And I'm as honored as a guy could be getting inducted into that.
Well, and you're, it's extremely well deserved.
Well, thank
and
you,
Mr. one of the
Spencer.
One of the things Absolutely. That you're involved in, along with Harold and several other people, is the park board, and that's the mayor's public service award.
Hey, how about that? You're getting in,
you know. And Randy went through some of the things. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but some of the years that people have been on there. Bill Bechtel's been on it since it started.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think that was 1980 or something like that.
Yeah, Billy's 38 years, I think, something like that.
Isn't that unbelievable? And Bob's been on since 92 or something like that? Or?
Yeah, I think I've been on 98, maybe. I think this is
98.
22 years I've been on it.
And Fee's been on.
And he just got elected again. I read it in the paper. You're back on, bud. Back on.
And Goob's been on just about that long. And Doc Carr, he's a rookie. He's only been on 10 years or 11, maybe.
Kim Wendell, 2 weeks from today is Ash Wednesday. So we're going to have a show?
I don't know.
We got to get ashes.
We got to get ashes first.
Yep.
Ashes.
We get Father Matt to come up.
Yep.
Give us some ashes.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
I don't
know. Hmm?
I'm not real good at it either.
We got to do it, though.
Well, maybe you need to... I think that was one of the questions that Rocker had for him in... on the chat with Father Matt. We did it 2 weeks.
They still do that?
No, I haven't done that for a while.
Rocker around.
Rocker.
Yeah, Rocker's around.
I never see him. Well, I see him on Facebook.
He's in Brick Street Tavern every day.
Eating a steak. Saturday night.
Saturday nights. He always eats a steak. Sometimes Friday, but always Saturday.
Definitely Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes back to back. Baseball practice start this week.
Let's talk a little bit, Fee.
Looking good.
Oh, it's going to be fun, ain't it?
Yep.
Are we doing baseball this year on radio?
Nah.
We're out?
I don't think so, nah.
Are we?
That's stupid.
We're out then.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
People like listening to FR Radio Baseball.
Yes. Yeah, it's...
What's banging around? Is that you?
Balls. Yeah, me.
It's kind of dumb. And I think that's what people love about it.
Yep.
Because
there's, you know, there's always just this giant empty spaces in baseball.
You never know what you're going to get. Or every baseball game.
Unbelievable. I look forward to watching these young kids. I think it's going to be...
It'll be fun.
Yeah. The progression this team is going to make is going to be fun to watch.
I hope it from the beginning of the year to the end.
Yeah, see, right. You know, for
it's a young class.
Ever since you guys have been doing the baseball game, so 4 years, we've always had that pitcher or that couple of pitchers that we know are going to be
dominant,
very good. And we don't know we have that right now.
Right.
We might have it, but we don't know it yet.
And I know within the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk to Nick Twaits.
Yeah.
He's going to call in, and of course, we're going to try to talk to Hal McCoy again. It's when he goes out to Goodyear.
Is Nick out in Arizona now?
He is.
Okay, yeah. I figured he probably was.
Yep. We're going to get Hal McCoy on here. He had an article. When's he been? Heads out like in 2 weeks.
Is this it? Is this his last roundup?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope not.
I remember he was kind of talking about it.
Yeah, I think he was talking about retiring.
Might be about done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're going to.
I don't know if he can stand it.
Here's what I'm working on.
Well, this is big.
This is big, Spencey.
All right. I like big.
I sent a couple emails out today.
Yes.
Tony Stewart.
Tony. Yeah.
In studio.
Ooh, that'd be bad.
Ooh. It's going to be during one of his weekly racing out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't do the Vores World Racing Report.
We're talking about that. It wouldn't start until a week or two from now.
Well, we may get Tony.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got some connections there.
That's working.
So that's our goal.
And if necessary, we could
pay him.
Well, we could get him a cheese tray. But if necessary, we could go there and record it on a day when he's there.
We want Stewart in studio.
Well, yeah, and if necessary, we could record it if it's a day that if he can't be here on a Wednesday.
When he gets here, we're putting him on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, if we can.
What do you mean?
Well, he may have stuff going on some days.
Well, he's going to be living out at Eldora.
Okay. Well, if he's show.
Living at Eldora.
He's going to be out there a lot more. So that's our goal, is to get Tony Stewart.
Yep. That'd be big.
That'd be our biggest.
That wouldn't be
Al bad. McCoy or Tony Stewart, who'd be bigger?
Ooh.
It depends on if you're a race fan or a baseball fan.
Big.
Yep.
I think
I'm not really a race fan, but I think Tony Stewart's a pretty big deal.
He's big.
I think that's biggest, bigger than Al McCoy.
Yeah, probably right.
Tony Stewart.
Yeah. Tony, that'd be big.
It's big. We got some ends. We got a couple connections.
Got a shot.
So that's our goal. So be listening every Wednesday.
And I heard he's going to be camping out at Rossburg Acres.
Place to dump.
I don't think it's a dump.
Rossburg Acres.
Don't forget, Bill's listening from his cruise ship.
Oh, that's right.
He jumped over.
Or got pushed. Let's
do a cruise sometime.
Does Bert have the life insurance policy paid up? She might have just pushed him.
She should push him. She should push him.
Yeah, I'm sure if he was extremely inebriated last night, she probably thought about it.
Just Chuck quit.
Chuck quit.
Roar.
Quit doing what?
Here. We never see him.
Do you need to see him?
He's done.
Miss him?
You see him at Cooper's.
Miss him here.
Never seen him.
Okay. Does he need to be here? I can push the buttons now. He showed me how to do it.
You kind of screw up sometimes.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you announce the school delayed or cancellation today?
Yeah.
Got it.
Did you work today?
Didn't do CALPS, but I had a doctor's appointment and had a couple other things. And
when are we going on full time?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Have somebody on the radio 24/7.
Well, we'd have to maybe start making some money to do that, to pay somebody to do it, unless you want to volunteer to come up here and sit all the time.
All day.
We got retired guys who could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they want to, anybody that wants to come up and do an hour or 3 or 4 hour show, I have no problem with that.
Come on in.
Come on in. It's not hard to figure it out. If I just said, here's the key, go figure it out, that's not very good. But if I give you about 20-minute
practice
tutorial,
squad day out
till probably draft day and then preseason.
NFL combines this week.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They do it when they decide they can, and that's okay with me. I don't need them to do a show.
We need dedication for
them. Well, okay. So why aren't you doing a show all summer long? Because there's nothing to talk about.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
We don't have much every sport to talk about. So
we got stuff happening.
You can talk about the Reds for about 10 minutes, and that's about it.
What?
They start winning. Okay. They won't be fired up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Reds games this year.
We go 20 minutes.
We're going on a cruise.
We're going on a cruise. We're going to Reds games.
Yep.
Browns games.
Browns.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Eating rotten beer nuts.
Super Bowl.
Are you banging that?
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
I'm a dinger.
Bing, bing. It's a quarter to 10 already.
Yep.
Time sure is fun when you're having
fast
flies.
Fast show, baby. Fast show.
It was a busy show.
Good one.
Kim Wendell's still a listener? She do go on.
Yeah. She mad at us.
Fell asleep in the basement.
Fell asleep in the basement.
She tired.
Andy Lynch just sent me a little text message, said, thanks for having me on. It was great to chat with you guys.
Awesome.
And Andy, God love you.
We loved it.
Wish him the best of luck. Sure. We want to thank Andy Lynch. We want to thank Coach Bupp. Good luck, Cassidy. Give him hell, kiddo.
Cassidy, don't stop.
Swimming. Don't stop. We're going to see. We're going to get to Friday swim.
Go Bowlers.
We are getting to Friday night.
Go Bowlers.
Go Lady Indians against the Thunder Thunder Hens. What is?
Tyler, we're coming.
What is a Lady Thunderbird? Would that be a Thunder Hen?
When was the last time our girls did win a sectional?
I'd hate to say.
Hate to think about that. Had a long time.
I think Tori Leonard's might have lost when she was a sophomore. She's been out of school for 4 years.
Yeah,
I bet we won at least 6 straight sectionals.
Yeah.
But that most people know what's that mean. It's 6 sectionals.
Well, Marion local back 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago when Jack Albers was there, they won 15 or 18, 20 sectionals in a row. But I think they only won 1 or 2 districts.
Kim says don't jinx us.
Whoops. Sorry, Kim.
Sorry, Kim.
Kim, I'm not jinxing us. Indians are going to win that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
44-29.
It's perfect score.
I'd say that's a really good
44-29 Indians.
Yep.
Sectional
sectional champs. Cut some nets down.
You will be able to hear the girls game on 100.9 with Rob Weaver if you aren't at that game, if you're at the boys game. And you can listen to it on TuneIn.
On their
app. There or listen live at WPGWradio.com and hit the 100.9. And the boys, they will be broadcasting that on 105.3. They'll do the varsity game. We'll be doing the JV game and the varsity game. And we hope to have all 3 of those varsity things, the girls and the WPGW's boys varsity and our boys varsity plus there's the JV in our archives.
Great piece of joint in Finley.
Where are we going?
I can't remember what the name of it is.
I need a good piece of pizza.
Somebody,
when you go in,
yep.
And the Drury's there,
yep.
You always go right to go to the game, go left.
Okay,
it's down. It's down about little ways. It's on the left.
Yep.
It's like Todd and Don's or something like that. But they throw the pizza up.
I love that.
It's tremendous.
Yep.
And the pizza's really
I could
good.
Do that. And
no, you can't.
Yeah, I think I could.
You can't even make a donut. That makes me mad.
I'll be making some at the
fish fry. When is it?
March 2nd.
Except they're going to taste like bass.
No, well,
get them in early.
Yeah, well, we'll get them in before they start doing fish.
Before they get fish started.
They won't taste like bass.
Donuts and fish.
Yeah, yes.
Fish and nuts.
So,
I want the holes. I want them chunk. You know how you poke the hole out of the middle?
I don't cut the holes. I spread them out with my thumb.
Well, you put a hole in the donut.
Yeah, with my thumb. I've spread it out.
What do you do with the hole?
I poke my finger in my thumb.
Okay, so where's that excess batter go?
It goes all around it just spreads out the...
No, make the donut holes.
Why? I don't want to get some stupid little thing and cut holes. That's stupid.
I'll do that.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, now there's also supposed to be a really good sandwich shop downtown. Wilson's
McDonald's
sandwich shop
on Burger King
on Main Cross Street. I think it's West Main Cross, maybe.
Kim
I haven't
Wendell
been there,
was
but
not that year.
What?
Kim Wendell thought the last time we lost a sectional was the year after we went to state. But that Kelsey was a junior, and they actually got beat.
Uh-huh.
We were ahead by about 20.
Really?
In the first half.
Upper Soda Valley. Remember walking out of there?
Yeah. My wife went berserk.
She did go berserk.
Yes.
That was the last section we lost?
No, we didn't. That was districts. That wasn't the section.
Oh.
Maybe that was
the section. She's saying the year after that or the year before that?
No, she thought that was the year, but we were actually got beat in the districts.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
We were killing them.
Yeah, we were killing them.
They were good, though.
Yeah.
But we were killing them, then they come back and got us.
Yeah, came back and got us.
Oh, I remember your wife was fired up after
kinda like
that.
What we did to New Bremen then, maybe.
Yeah.
Same setup, except it was worse.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. Been a fun show.
Been a good show.
We will be on next Wednesday night, Fat Tuesdays.
Yep. Don't get count out. Don't miss a show. You never know.
Next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday.
No, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Then we'll be on then, too.
Well, next Wednesday, it's still February.
It is?
27th.
Yep.
All right.
And then the week after that is the 6th. So that would be...
That's it.
That would probably
How about be. The weather today?
Crazy.
Yeah, we're having our fish fry the week before.
That was Leinster. The worst snow. That was the heaviest snow.
Yeah, oh, God.
It was heavy, Stan.
I tried to shovel, about dropped. It took me 30 minutes to shovel this sidewalk out here, and on those fluffy snows, it takes me three.
Yeah. You should not be shoveling a sidewalk.
So I should shovel the street?
No, you get a blower, you type bet.
Just no blower to do 30 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy a snowblower for $100.
And yep. Where am I putting this?
In the back shed.
Back room?
I don't have a back shed.
Of your house?
And carry it up here or put it in the back of my car and bring it up here? Nah. Uh-uh.
Ain't happening.
Nah, that's dumb.
Ain't happening.
You got a snowblower?
Yes, I do.
You got a snowblower?
Mm-hmm. Bought it at garage sale last year.
Does it work?
Tremendous.
Use it today.
Hey, if it doesn't work, he's a mechanic. He can make it work.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's awesome. I cleaned my lot out in about 15 minutes.
So how much?
You need to add. How much that cost you need to add.
Did you get a bargain on 50 bucks?
It was an unbelievable bargain.
Like 50 bucks, 100 bucks?
Well, yeah, it was about 300, but it's about a $900 deal.
Oh, my.
It's brand new.
Brand new. Ooh.
The guy used it twice and then bought a truck. Got a big place. I don't want this thing anymore.
Perfect.
Worked out perfect for me.
Yeah.
You got money?
No.
You broke?
Broke.
You need to add 3 feet.
3 feet?
On your driveway. Because it always hits your grass.
I know. Everybody's on my grass.
You talking about it at his house, you mean?
Yep.
There's something different. Go in the middle.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. When my kids were home, it was unbelievable. I had potholes on the side of my sidewalk. It's like the driveway is 20 feet wide.
Yeah, every vehicle in your house is $50,000.
No.
46.
No.
29.
Yeah, but they're all for sale, too.
Yep.
You can have like if I get too close, I don't want to sideswipe it.
Swipe it.
Hit it?
Yeah. Quit tearing my yard up.
Sorry, that's me. I'm a bad driver. Can't be too careful. A lot of bad drivers out there. Neil's the worst driver.
Really?
Yeah, you go 40.
He's slow driver.
If you and Dave Breimeyer race,
I go 55 miles an hour in the Kalp van.
Here's what we want to do.
In my
Jubilee
car,
event,
I go six,
Dave
or,
Breimeyer
I go six or 7 miles an hour
on the tractor pull track. There'll be 1,000 people there watching.
See who gets the end first.
Yeah. Spency versus Brimesy.
Here we go.
Well,
it'd be sold out. Be a bigger crowd than we get to the tractor pole.
Well, all right, I'm gonna get a beer. I'll be back. We got plenty of time.
I hope they have a lot of food at the concession stand.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Neil, it's the first pedal on the right.
Bob, I'm not sure you've ever ridden with me when I'm driving my own vehicle, but. Mm-hmm. I don't drive like a grandma when I'm driving my car.
Good fool.
I do when I'm driving the Kalp van, but.
All right, fine.
All right, it's good.
Talk to you next week.
Next week, we'll do it again.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.